Hi guys. How are we doing? Timothy, how are you, sir? So my time up here this morning will be very brief. It's going to be a combination of mini message and housekeeping logistical notes for how we're going to proceed for the course of the next 4 weeks. If you've been with us for a while, we've been teaching through the book of Genesis, the first book in the Bible. And there will be some stuff from Genesis that comes up in this teaching series, but we're pushing pause on that for 4 weeks so we can concentrate on this ancient idea of what Ben mentioned as Sabbath. Okay, so you guys are going to do the first bit of work here. I just want you to, you can shout out, raise your hand, whatever. When you hear the word Sabbath, if whether you have a church background or you have a biblical knowledge or whatever or not, what is it that comes to mind when you hear that word? Rest. Wonderful. We are off to a great start. That is an excellent start. Where's Ben? Good job, Ben. What else? Dinner? Okay. That is a big part of it, part that I really enjoy. What else? Struggle, and a time of reflection. Okay. Good. Not working. In the sense of not going to work, but not that Sabbath is not working, right? Just clarifying. Something people used to do. Yep. Yeah, I still remember as being a little kid, my parents being like, oh, I have to go to the bank tonight because it's not going to be open tomorrow, or we have to go get whatever because it's not going to be open. I mean, that was going back, but some of you remember further back than that when there were things called blue laws, right? And basically everything shut down on Sunday and you couldn't do anything. And it allowed things like family dinners and going to church on Sunday morning. All right, great. Thank you for that. I think it's a mixed bag, right? Some of us have a positive image of that. Some of us have a struggle. I had to read a book when I was in school and I don't remember the whole point of the book, but there was this character, Johnny Tremaine. And there was somehow the Sabbath was tied to it, but not in a good way. Like he worked in a silversmith shop and he had this big project he was working on. And so he was working on the Sabbath and he spilt molten silver on his hand. And because he was hiding, because somebody was coming around looking in all the shops to see if anybody was working. Right? So we culturally, we have messed up ideas of what Sabbath is or could be or should be. And that's true even going back into the Bible. It's one of those things that God modeled for us, right? On the seventh day, what did God do? Rested. Thank you. And then he commands it, right? We go to the Ten Commandments. And before the Ten Commandments became a political football or a cultural war hand grenade, it was the basis for most of society, right? With the exception of this one Sabbath, right? Everything else, the majority of the free world thinks murder is a bad thing, right? Thinks stealing is a bad thing. But that one little one, number four, the longest one, we forget. We forgot about. So, God modeled it, commanded it. Jesus clarifies it and affirms it. So it's worth our time and effort to think through it. And I want to make sure I get all of the housekeeping notes of this accurate. This can feel like a lot, and especially we're going to have a guest speaker up on the screen for these 4 weeks. And over the course of the 4 weeks, they're going to, at the end, you're going to get this feeling like, okay, this is going to look different for everybody. But as you go through, it could be like, okay, this is overwhelming. This does not feel restful at all. So just hang in there and ask lots of good questions. We're going to have time after the video to break up into groups and talk and to ask our questions. And we're going to process through a little bit with some specific questions. But if you something comes up that you don't get, makes you feel uncomfortable, ask the question. And we'll figure it out together. Because remember, if it brings peace, it's from Jesus. If it doesn't bring peace, if it brings anxiety or chaos or anything else, it's not from Jesus. And we want to work through that to get to the other side. You're going to get a handout to go home with some ideas to help engage in this a little bit further. With some, maybe there's some books out in the lobby that two particular ones on practicing Sabbath. So if you're a reader and you want to gauge a little further, you can grab those. You scan the QR code, and if you want to make a payment and donation, you can. If you can't afford it, feel free to just grab that. All right, I think that's it. Did I get everything? All right, Leanne's nodding. That's good. So now we're going to watch. It's roughly like a 20-minute video. This is John Mark Comer. We've talked about a lot of his stuff over the course of time. So remember, after this, we're going to just turn and talk, and I'll direct you afterwards. We can get into groups and kind of discuss some of this stuff. You know, it says right here in my notes, it says online people, and I'm sorry, online people. So there's going to be a slide that comes up for you folks online that are watching with the QR code. If you scan that QR code, it's going to take you to this video that you can watch. We can't show it to you for copyright reasons through our live stream, but they're happy to have you watch it on YouTube. So have fun.